across the road. It's quite unusual. I'd never seen it before, and that's the one time I've seen it.
I can remember when you see a cloud of dust, perhaps it'd be a mile away, and this would be a flock of sheep. Of course, they hadn't had lorries in them days. They'd drive them on the road, and you'll see old shepherd coming on with a couple of dogs, and goodness knows how many sheep. And of course, the roads were all gravel then, no tarmac. See this cloud of dust across there? By and by, they were coming towards you. Of course, you ran into them, but if they were going the other way, of course, the dust would still keep going. But of course, that's a good many years ago. Never see a flock of sheep on the road now. It's all done by car or
Not around
something.
this area, you wouldn't.
It used to be occasionally, well, perhaps sometimes show time, different shows and that. So many sheep, or sale time, see. You see these flocks of sheep. But my
Been to a
words,
cattle market?
that's a long time ago because, see, the roads have been tarmac for goodness knows how long now. I can remember when the first bit of tarmac was put on a road around here, and that was down here at Upton Bypass. You know what they call Upton Bypass? Oh, it was a cry of the world. Oh, horses will never be able to stand on it. They're slippery and that. What a state they were in. And my father had the horses at that time, and my uncle out at Holt, he had some horses. And they were talking about this one day, and uncle should say, well, a horse didn't work nearly as hard with that. The roads were nice and solid. Father said, well, it's so slippery they can't stand on it. Well, it wasn't slippery, see, but they thought it would be. Oh, I can remember when that Upton Bypass went just down. The cry there was about that. And of course, it used to be the old rough gravel road.
Can you remember Ascot Road? Ascot Road.
Ask it to.
There was a little shack there, and it was meant to be the oldest house.
No,
Old
no.
time? No?
No.
Just off Clarendon Road, Dad.
Eh?
Just off Clarendon Road.
Clarendon Road. Oh yes, Clarendon Road, yeah. Of course, I worked up top of Clarendon Road there when I was first going out to work up there. Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
I can remember that.
Well, there's a road that runs through there to Springdale Road. And there's a little place in there.
Little blue and white wooden hut. Was.
I don't know. Oh, my uncle, old Harry, he had a house there in Clarendon Road. I don't know. There wasn't many houses there at that time.
We built our house there. It was meant to be the oldest house in Broadstone.
Huh?
And we built our, not bought the plot of land and built our own house on it.
Well, old Harry, that was my uncle, he had his house and he bought a piece of land on the bottom of his garden. And he built a wall up his bounds with this piece down the bottom of his garden. But I couldn't tell you, it wasn't very far up the road. But I haven't been up Clarendon Road for some time now. There used to be a house out in a common off of Clarendon Road, the opposite side. Oh, Miss. I don't know, but anyway, there was only this one old house up in the common. And I went up there one time with horse and van to take a couple of pigs from there into Wimborne Market. But I suppose the old house is pulled down and the place is built on now, but that was the only house that was up through there in them days. That was a very old house.
Wimborne Market must be old. Wimborne Market must be very
Oh,
old.
Lord, yes. Of course, Wimborne Cattle Market is finished now, isn't it?
I went to a cattle market in Devon with my aunt.
Wimborne Market every Tuesday, and Wimborne Horse Sale every other Friday. You used to have horse sale there every fortnight, see, every other Friday. You wouldn't think that there was enough business to want a horse sale once a fortnight, would you? But of course, it was horses in them days, not motor cars. I can remember the first motor car that was during Carfmullen. Old Charlie's car, wooden spokes, wooden wheels, solid tires, and he used to sit up right in there, same as I am now, like in a box. And the old chauffeur, was the chauffeur driving along. And I suppose he'd go along about, I don't expect he'd do about 6 miles an hour. Just chuck, 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 chuck.
At least it was some other form of transport than a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Gave the horses a bit of a rest.
Mm.
I just think the motor car nowadays can go up to something like 200 odd miles an hour.
Yeah.
When you see them racing on the television.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But no matter what it is, everything is increasing in speed. Now see, in my days on the railway, 60 miles an hour was a good speed for a train. It didn't reckon to do much more than that. I know down at Carf Junction, or one road across over and another across there. There was one road going to Wimborne, one going to Broadstone, up road and down road. And of course, they had these signs up close to a signal. 20, 25 or 30, whatever it was, that was miles an hour. They were supposed to reduce to that. And I can remember one day, a driver, Len's name was, and he said to the inspector, oh, said, I've been through Carf Junction, he said, 60 miles an hour. What? Oh, he said, you don't want to make a song about it, but he said, I have done. And of course, that was where the restrictions was on, see. And of course, after that, a few years after that, of course, take no notice of it. All goes on the same. Well, just the same with the motor, see. Well, the faster it'll go, the better they'd like it. What's this, the news on now, Margaret?
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Huh?
Do you want the news?
I don't mind.
If you'd like to put it on a little louder.
I think we'll be away, Dad, because it's coming in quite foggy.
Is it?
Yeah.
You got that ticket, Margaret?
Yes, I'll get your things for you tomorrow.
Well, I hope you've been able to pick up a bit of something, but I'm not very good at it myself. It's old days and old times. He said, the Carson sees a wealthy coast cast.
You'll have enjoyed doing it, won't you, Dad?
Like thou and t'other. I said, Uncle Cecil made that cabinet there, didn't he, Margaret?
Did you film
your
John's
diary for
what?
I don't know what to talk about. Do you want to just...
What are you doing sitting in the middle
groovy
here?
Or what?
What are you doing sat in the
middle? I know what. I'm really sure you're doing something. It's groovy as groovy.
Yeah.
Oh, you do that.
Oh, sorry, Kirsty.
What is that?
It's a difficult plot to explain, though, isn't it?
I didn't explain the plot I put.
Oh, was that all you've written?
A mad professor, yeah. Mr. Bumble, I really enjoyed this part. It's a really different character, and I've never played a part like this before. I managed not to laugh at all during the actual performance, but I did laugh during rehearsals sometimes. The play was long, but there were six of us, which is quite a big group. The performance is done on the stage with license. This worked well, and we made good usage of the stage.
Oh, my gosh.
Sit down.
Oh, I'm not sitting on the floor yet. I can stand up for a little bit longer.
Hey, hello, Simone.
And
hello,
yes, Simone's, I am, before you say anything.
Yes, hello, Simone's microphone. How are you?
We're going to
this isn't my normal voice, by the way, because I'm not very
right,
well.
Sure.
So, this is Lucy's fairy tale voice. No, this is Lucy's I'm ill voice.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I'm not well.
Which is funny because of it.
Who is actually going to be listening to these stupid tapes?
People's at Longman's Club.
To go.
Oh, that was three men and a little lady.
And the advert. There's an advert with him on that bed, isn't there? Good night. He has that night lemsip or something.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
You sing better when you're ill.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, I do.
Did you like that, Mr. Microphone?
Oh, I don't know, it's
a mystery. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do
I heard that, but it wasn't that version.
Now that I can
a song?
Watch me now. Yeah, very, but there you go.
We were singing that on the coach.
We're leaving that shithole of a country.
What was it like?
Yes, Sam said there was a
Gabby!
Sam said there was a dead cat outside your first hotel and a brothel across the road.
Yes, there was.
How did you know it was a brothel? How many do you visit?
Well, it was quite
was
obvious.
That Chris? Was that Chris in the brothel?
Brothel,
oh,
yeah.
So funny. What is all this about?
Yes. Come on. He's talking to these great guys. They invited him to this bar for a drink. Oh, this is Mr. Inspector Newberg. And he went in.
Oh, yeah. Because of family problems.
Yeah, people that get beaten up by their parents.
Yeah.
Well,
look.
Yeah.
We better do this sort of semi-seriously.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was being serious.
Okay. Wait. People who run away, who get beaten up by their parents or something.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
who are kicked out.
You know, like when you where you have like a flat between you if you're a student.
Yeah, yeah.
The other
that's my sister.
Changes their mind.
Yeah,
like that,
yeah. That you could be homeless then.
When somebody can't keep up with them.
Oh yeah.
Or also, yes. you say yes. how to repossess.
Like with what Becky was saying, you could like have your point. You could say I'm going to move out. You know, and you try and find a place, but you can't find one. But you've said you're
your
moving
house,
out, so
you've
got to go
less
along with
than
it.
The
proper, than the market
yeah.
value for it.
Yeah. People that would come in contact with homelessness would be social workers.
Yeah,
especially.
Yeah.
Sunny,
I know all about
everyday
that.
Everyday person off the street because they
have
money for a cup of tea.
Yeah.
So everybody sort of has to walk past.
Police.
And there's all those people that have the big signs.
Ambulances.
Oh yeah. Especially in the underground.
Yeah, half of them could be really rich and just sit there to get those money.
Because there was one of them, wasn't it, that did become really rich.
Apparently,
she did that every day. Went up to London.
They get about they get about 150 a day just from begging and things.
Yeah, because one of them kept going up to London for the week and then went back home at the weekend and he had this lovely house.
Yeah.
Just kept travelling up and down.
Yeah,
transport services.
No, you don't.
Might.
Know.
Well, they live around with them.
One or two con
hospitals.
Start being unwilling to
yeah.
To
hospitals
anybody.
Would deal with them.
Oh, yes, they have front door kids.
Yeah, people getting kidnapped. And getting into the real world and they can't.
People that go to mental hospitals.
Yes, yeah, that's what
I just said.
Yeah,
Yeah. Either that or they're being
people who've been let out of jail as well.
And turned out.
Yeah.
marriage breakups might cause.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We might get kicked out by your ex-wife or your wife.
Yeah.
My husband.
People have just gone bankrupt. Well, there's always homelessness and animals.
Oh, yes, squirrels who've had their trees cut down.
Yes, well, I'll be a squirrel.
The lion ran away from the zoo because he wasn't getting fed enough.
And the panda ran away because he wasn't getting enough.
There's this panda, and he's really bored. I mean, he gets no sex, so he breaks out of London Zoo to go off and find a partner, and he walks into this brothel, and there's this prostitute. Well, business is not going well.
Oh, I can remember it.
Yes, you do, yeah. Probably. So anyway, he hires this prostitute, and they go upstairs, and he gets a bit hungry, so they eat a sarnie, and they get down to the serious business. And when...
I am homeless person.
Yeah, what sort of
thing? Why did you leave home? How do you know I left home? I didn't leave home. I was put in the youth detention centre because I was shoplifting and didn't like it there, so I left.
What is your name?
Sarah.
Where'd you come from?
I come from London.
Well, that's very original.
And where are you homeless now?
I'm in Manchester at the moment.
I knew you could say Manchester.
How old
have you
are
cut
you?
Holes in your trousers
16.
To put big triangles of cloth in and turn them into flares then?
No, not quite.
Do you go begging?
Well, sometimes, but sometimes I just pick pockets. It's much easier that way.
Have you turned to prostitution as a way of getting money?
No, I don't think that's a really good idea. It's not safe.
Do you sleep in shop doorways or do you go to a hostel sometimes?
Well, I haven't got much money, but... Well, sometimes I do go to hostels, yes, but most of the time I just sleep anywhere I can find a shelter. Bus shelters are quite helpful.
Have you ever thought about going back home?
I was going to say that.
No, it would be no point.
So you're saying it's better on the streets than at home?
Yeah.
You're giving up before you even tried. Do you think you should
what
try?
What's the point in trying?
Because you might find out it works.
My mother doesn't care about me.
How do you know that? How can you be so sure?
Because she beats me up.
Fine.
Well, that can just be a sort of way of life. I mean, when people get beaten up when they're younger, it can have... This is true, I saw on a TV programme.
Carry on.
They can... it can affect them in their later life, and they hit out at people to show them affection.
Yeah, don't believe that. She's never said a nice word to me in my life.
Haven't you got any other relatives where you could go?
No, I wouldn't go near them. They're all snotty-nosed little... Yeah.
Don't you think you're being unnecessarily class conscious?
No. They don't care about me, so why should I care about them?
Yes, I think you have a serious attitude problem.
Right, go on, this one.
Well,
oh, who
no,
wants to go next?
Should we go
anyway?
To Becky the Lorette?
Right. I'm a homeless person, too. You've got to be in character,
now,
come on.
Yeah. Right, how old are you?
33, thank you.
And where do you come from?
Surrey.
How long have you been homeless?
3 years.
Why are you homeless?
Because I used to be in a mental institution, but they said I was well, so I'm allowed out now. Because I haven't got anywhere to go to.
Haven't you got any living relatives that you could go and see?
No, whenever I phone them up, they all pretend to have emigrated to Australia.
Oh.
Surely the place, the mental institution, would have set you up with a home or something when you left.
No.
Where did they put you then? They can't have just turfed you out.
They can and they do, I think.
Why don't you pretend to be still mad and go back?
I don't think she needs to pretend.
Where do you spend your days? I mean, do you sort of wander around the street yabbering to people at
no, actually,
aimlessly?
I make sure I ride on every bus going and sit next to somebody who really doesn't want to sit next
How
to
How do you get the money to pay for the bus fares?
very difficult. No, I just sort of accost people and talk to them, and normally they pay me to go away.
Have you ever thought of prostitution?
I'm not that mad.
Excuse me, are you male or female? I'd just like to ask.
I forgot. Did you get any cooked meals today? No.
What do you eat? Don't you ever go down to the hostels with their lunches that they put on sometimes?
I want to know what you eat.
I mean,
I've talked about that.
Who else is going to have a go now? Who else is going to be a character?
I will.
You don't have to be homeless, by the way.
No.
I want to be someone, and I don't want to be.
You could be
homeless.
A social worker or something.
Oh, I don't be a social worker.
Okay.
You could be the minister
Hello.
In charge.
Hello.
You're good at that.
What's your name then?
My name is Mr.
Are you homeless or?
No,
no, she's
not
a social
homeless,
worker.
I try and help
you. So you're going to try and help us tonight?
What do you think it is that causes homelessness? Well, we've just had a discussion about this in the hall.
Alright.
Okay. A lot of things.
Have you encountered many problems with homelessness?
Lots of problems.
Is that your main area?
Can I ask a personal question? As a social worker, do you have a beard?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Do you wear sandals?
No, I wear shoes. It's a bit cold when you're walking out on the streets.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 43.
43. Do you live in a big house, or what kind of house
I live in a three-bedroom, semi-detached house.
Have you got a family?
In the outskirts of London.
Have you got a family?
I'm divorced.
Divorced. Any children?
What sort of things?
Two.
Two
children. How old are they?
Three and nine.
Girls, boys?
Two girls.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things do you do to help the homeless?
Well, basically, I go around some of the streets and try and help people, families who have missed, who have lost people, try to reunite them.
What if they don't want to be reunited? Can't that cause problems?
Yes, it can. I find some people on the streets are quite like pig-headed and they don't really want to go back for some reason, really.
But maybe they've got problems that they can't go
back for. Yeah, they have got problems, and that's why people like us come along and try and help.
Have any of the homeless people actually ever been taken into care, like foster homes or adoption?
Yes. A few times, actually. Especially when abuse is
abuse.
Where people have been abused.
Do they run away again, though?
Sometimes that is the case, unfortunately.
Very good. Anyone else?
I have to go to the toilet.
Do you want to be?
I will.
How are you?
Sorry.
How am I?
What's your name?
Mrs. Baker.
And how old are you?
40.
And what do you do?
Me? I don't do anything.
Haven't you got a job?
No.
Do you own half of Essex or something?
Yes, an Essex girl.
No, I don't live in Essex. I live in Surrey.
And are you homeless then?
No. Homeless? Are you kidding? No, I am not.
Well, have you got anything to link with these homeless people?
Yes, they accost me in the street every time I walk down them. I mean, it's terrible.
Do you ever give them any money?
Of course I don't give them any money.
Bearing in mind that you're rich enough to live in Surrey and some people can't even afford a roof over their head, don't you think you have a moral obligation towards these people?
It's not my problem. If they're stupid enough to be homeless...
Maybe sometimes it isn't their fault.
Most of the time it isn't their fault.
Yes.
But how do you know that? I mean, how can you be so sure it isn't their fault?
Well, there's people out on the streets finding out all the time. I mean, have you seen the reports?
Of course I've seen the reports. I'm not
the majority
blind.
Of them are abused or get thrown out of mental centres. I mean, some of them just run away from home because they want to. I mean, that's only a minority. Lots of them have very good reasons.
Well, it's still not my problem,
is
it?
It's everybody's problem.
Stop voting.
And if you don't...
There's nothing wrong with voting Conservative. If the Labour came in, the unemployment would be... Unemployment,
have
homelessness would be even worse. Of course I've got a family.
How large?
I have three children.
How old are they?
And have any of them contemplated running away?
Well, how do I know?
I would.
There's one's 14, one's 16, and one's 19.
They're all still living at home?
Yes. Well, apart from the 19-year, he's gone to university.
Nearby?
Which one, may I ask?
Cambridge, of course.
Did he get it on merit, or did you just pay a phenomenally large amount of cash for him?
Merit.
Well,
yeah,
very
we're going
hard to
go
believe,
and examine your bank statements now just to check them.
Go on, it's your turn now.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
I will.
I'm homeless, okay?
Oh, you haven't done it yet, have you?
Hello, what's your name? And where do you come from?
This sounds like a Chris
blind
game
date.
Show.
Hey, what's
right,
your name?
Chucks,
you
where are you homeless?
Right. Paul.
And how old are you?
20.
And what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah what?
No, you can't stop
oh, sorry,
using real
realize,
people.
I didn't realise it was. That's the first thing that came to my head.
Sarah.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Sure.
Okay. Sarah Scum.
Anyway.
Okay, what's your name? Sarah what?
Sarah Smith.
And how long have you been homeless?
About 6 months.
Why are you homeless?
Well, you see, I was sharing this flat with my mate, and, you know, she got a bit out of her hand. She kept being all these people home, she kept having these parties, and it was really difficult for me to study because I used to go, well, I still try to go to college. But, you know, it was really hard for me to study. It made my life really, really difficult.
Isn't it more difficult now, though, if you're homeless?
Yeah.
How do you get time to study?
Well, you know, it just doesn't really matter anymore. The point is surviving. But I mean, when I was living with her, we just had all these arguments because, you know, I just never got any peace. Well, sometimes I can find this quiet little place somewhere and just think, you know, it's really nice.
But what about your family?
Can't you go home?
Well, I could do, but you see, I haven't got money to get home and, you know.
Where do you live then?
I live up in Scotland somewhere.
Somewhere? Oh, great. That's very.
Aberdeen?
No, it's just by Loch Lomond.
Do you beg?
Well, sometimes, but you see, you know, people aren't willing to give anymore. I mean, there's so many homeless people that, you know, you
do
find
do you blame them?
Well, yes, of course I do. I mean, if it wasn't for them and the way they voted, I mean.
Oh, so you think that maybe a Labour government could solve all these problems?
No, not really.
God.
I mean, no government could.
It's
got so out of hand, nobody could.
What do you eat?
Anything I can find, really.
How long is it since you've had a cooked meal?
I was lucky. I went
She's
to the local place on Sunday and they gave me a meal. So.
Do you ever go to church?
No.
No, so you're not religious at all?
I
used to be, but you know, it's nothing to really. I find it difficult to believe in it anymore after what's done to me, you know. I mean, it's really difficult to believe in things like that.
Yes.
Well, you know, I feel as if.
Just one person.
Yes,
Dawn.
Yes. You know, I feel I've trusted in him all my life, you know, and now I find myself in this situation. It's difficult.
Thank you very much. Now, here we have another fellow in. Hello.
No, we bloody don't.
Yes,
we
do,
Dawn.
You have to do it. If the rest of us do, you do.
Hello.
I volunteered to do it.
What's your name?
And where do you come from?
And where do you come from?
Hamworthy.
What's your family situation?
And what's your favourite male?
No, what's your family situation?
Yes, I love
danger. What's your family situation?
How do you mean?
Well, have you got a family? Are you living at home? Are you homeless? Are you a social worker? Are you a policeman?
Yes, I'm living at home, but I'm also married. And I've been married 3 times before, and I've got 6 children now.
Sounds like our take, man.
Except half of them have run away, which is nice, because I didn't like them anyway.
You don't seem to have a very caring attitude
for
your family.
No.
No, I haven't really. No, I don't like them. So my husband, he's
you're surprised that they run away.
How many people are there actually in your household at this moment in time?
Is this including milkmen or not?
9 and a dog.
Where
so
the
there's
gone?
You
only
and
got
your
three
partner
children left.
And 7 children.
How have you worked that out?
You said you had
6 children and 3 of them had run away.
I didn't say 3 of them had run away.
Yes, you
yes,
did.
She did.
I didn't, I said half of them.
Yeah, but she's just three.
Yeah, but there's a difference, isn't there, between saying half and 3?
So how come there's some people in the house then? Is it your grandmother perhaps?
Are you having
your mother?
Breakfast?
People in the house. Look, right. I told you I'm still living at home, right? This
yes.
is my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, me, my husband, 1, 2, 3 children.
Ah,
and the dog.
And the dog. Yes.
What's not the dog?
A Mongol.
And do you get on very well with all of your family that's actually
really,
living there?
No.
Can't you afford to find your own house or rent a place?
Would you if you had the chance to find your children that run away?
Probably not. It was their choice to run away.
How old were they when they did run away?
One was 17, one was 6.
My sister tried that.
No, my 6 rode ran away, but then he came back and then ran away again.
Where? So, aren't you concerned about him? Aren't you concerned about how he's living? How he's surviving? Aww. He might even be dead for all you know. Don't you care?
Well,
aren't you a bit slighted?
Why did you have children then if you were prepared to look after them suitably?
My religion forbids the use of contraception.
Well, as you know, we've come here to discuss whether the land...
Squirrel corpse?
The land commonly known as the Old Cobs should be...
Times changing.
So I should not do that kinko advert, you know, with that coffee.
Should be chopped down.
Oh, yeah.
To build some offices.
You're drinking it.
Could we first hear the argument of the people who want it chopped down? Yes!
Right. We're proposing to build on this land 16 retirement flats. These flats...
She just said it.
Oh, well. No, you said retirement flats.
Retirement flats.
All right.
These people...
Oh, no, I think it should be flats.
People who need shelter and who need a warden and who need somebody to love them and care for them. Yes, squirrels, a minor animal in
they're becoming extinct round here.
It's my turn to speak. Now listen.
Look, I don't care.
If you chop
your chair, shut her up.
If this area is chopped down, the squirrels will just find somewhere else.
But there's not enough places for the squirrels to live.
There is. And
they've got to be in the right habitat.
Well, they can find another one, can't they?
No, they can't. I mean, can you find a house when you become homeless? It's not that easy, is it? When you chop down a squirrel's home, he's got to find another home. He's got to take some bird's nest out of the tree to get his home.
He doesn't.
That means somebody else
becomes
homeless.
I have paid my home, and he doesn't. A squirrel is a minor animal.
He still has a right to live.
So are you an animal? Excuse me, Chairman, you're biased.
Too right.
No, I'm arguing on both sides. Yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't be members. So, I'm not the chairman.
Well, you've heard our argument. If these areas of land are chopped down, then there'll be much more benefit to the humans. Didn't you ever take a care about squirrels? Have you got a pet?
No, I haven't.
Have you
got
a pet?
Yes, I have. I've got a cat.
Oh. Yes. Well, what would you do if you moved house and it stayed there?
It would come with her, wouldn't it?
Yes. Not necessarily.
I'd leave it to the next neighbor.
And if you became homeless, where would your cat go? It would be homeless too, wouldn't it?
I would take it with me.
Oh, furthermore. Take it with you on the street. Do you think that's fair? It wouldn't have anywhere to live. It wouldn't
no
have
food.
Anywhere to eat.
Excuse me. If I may speak.
Yes, but if you chop, there isn't. If you chop them down.
Lucy, if you're being the chairperson, you have to remember to me.
If
I haven't got anything else to say, so could I be chairperson, please?
Yes.
Order! Meeting is straying from the point. What we must achieve is a balance. True, the merits of the squirrels for the environment are very meritorious. Yet we must also consider what's best for the people. Are these retirement homes necessary?
Yes.
No, they're not. There are loads and loads of empty office buildings which could easily be converted into very nice retirement.
And think of all the houses on the market at the moment that aren't being sold.
Excuse me.
Purposely built. People with disabilities who are getting quite physically disabled, and they are desperately
in need.
Yes, and also,
well, why?
Office blocks are not, they're put in the centre of town. These retirement homes need to be in the country, they need to be.
Yes, it's disturbing the wildlife. And if they're out there, how can they go to the shop?
If they're becoming as disabled as you think they are, they won't be able to go down the road to the shops, will they? If the nearest shops are 20 miles down the road.
The retirement homes are being strategically placed in that position, enabling people to be in a real central position so they can get to all of the amenities they need.
But if they're in a real central position, they can't be out in the country
because you've chopped all the country down.
So,
how do
not
come
to
put
them in the country
people?
And near the shops?
For whom you are building these retirement flats, whether they want their countryside to be
Yeah.
Change the whole thing.
It's definitely right.
Just have one or two people homeless. One.
Yeah.
Well, then what does everybody else? I must admit, I like the one with. I like that one.
Oh, no.
Hello, Mr. Drama. Microphone.
I don't know, what else can we do?
The weather is so strange.
Finish all the tapes by Wednesday.
I don't have to finish all the tapes.
No, we're not by Wednesday. By.
She's ringing me on Wednesday to tell me she's going to collect them.
Right, we could. At this rate, you're probably I think we should just have one or two homeless people. Yeah. And then we, what if we have a social worker? We could have. These are just ideas. Social worker, police. Hospital, some of them get into hospital.
Drug overdose.
Oh, that would be a good one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Parents. Parents.
Of the recently deceased.
Oh, yeah.
Then, hello, Mr. Microphone. Are you a boy, a girl, or an it?
So funny. I might have a conversation to the person on the other end who listens to it. Well, that would
definitely be different. Yes, try to be different. It's totally mad. What is it?
Sponge.
What jam though?
Strawberry.
I don't like strawberry.
Yeah, strawberry. Do you want some of the sponge?
Yeah.
Whoa. There's a little bit of jam in that.
Where did you find your history file? Is it school?
Turns up in Lost Property. Mmm, it's really nice.
I've lost my locker key. I had it yesterday and I came here and Karen was hurrying me up and I must have dropped it somewhere. So I can't find it. Everything looks nice and burnt.
Yeah, it surprised me. The scored count two is really crap.
I forgot my lunch. You are very
clever. Still recording tomorrow?
Hello?
Still recording? Even now?
Yes.
No, we're not.
Where's that little light on there?
Shut up!
Some pause.
Misha, where are you sitting?
No,
whilst I'm waiting for
it,
can I just look at that book?
No. I'm using it. I'm holding on to it.
No, you're not in the queue now. You're pushing me.
Okay, here we go.
Where were you yesterday evening, Simon?
Yes, it was on pause. Right. There was this panda and he was at lunch. And he was at London Zoo,
and he was very frustrated,
sexually frustrated, and so he was, he decided to break out and go and find a lover. So he broke out and went into this brothel, and he managed to pick up this prostitute who only took him because business was slow, and they went upstairs.
They never manage it, do they?
What?
They never manage it.
That, well, you don't
they always have a mixture of problems. Yeah. There's two ends to it. What's that dinky?
Come on, finish after
Jim. And anyway, this panda went upstairs with this prostitute. And, well, he was a bit packaged, so they had something to eat. And after that, they got down to the serious business. And when the panda was about to leave, you know, he was all ready. And the prostitute thought, well, he can't realise. So she got her dictionary out and looked up prostitute. One who avails herself for money. Not to be outdone, the panda got out his own dictionary and looked up panda. One that eats, shoots, then leaves. Yeah. And leaves. I like that joke, it's funny. It's silly. I like it. It's really sort of oh no kind of joke.
It's sick.
What do you think of it?
It's sick.
What do you think?
Sick and
it's
evil.
Totally absolutely wonderful.
Different.
Unbelievable.
Hilarious. Well, there you go. That is the panda joke revisited. Aren't you glad you got Simone to record all this for you?
Well, we've got
Miss Batley?
We hate non-meeting days anyway.
We'll have it on when it's due to come on. We can get up, one of us can get up and switch it on.
You're the one who keeps moaning about the bills that come in. Which one are you doing, by the way? Which one are you doing?
Up and down.
Is it me or does that cup stand there?
Is that what?
It's quite a bulge actually, it looks like quite a bulge.
Alright.
Yeah.
Not really.
Why?
Why?
Because that thing's gone.
I want to get on to Take 5 by tomorrow.
Do you do much of it at school?
I did quite a bit today actually.
Did you?
Got a discussion on homelessness on it. Because we were doing that in drama, you see, and we had to discuss about homelessness.
It's not my bloody dream, is it?
No, it's mine. You can lay if you want.
You idiot!
Merci beaucoup. She wanted it.
Merci beaucoup.
Gosh, never get down on my own, can I? I go down with 15 and everybody else gets more. I could have laid that, I suppose. Minus 5. Have you counted yours?
Yep. Do you count any? Yours?
Minus 10.
Cool. I'm in the lead by 80. I've got a
job to.
Where would you have been playing tonight?
I wouldn't.
I know, but whereabouts was?
Newtown Labour.
So who is playing tonight?
Ross and Mom. Norma and Lynn.
Oh, Lynn's actually playing.
Uh-huh. And who else?
Why aren't you?
Win and Pat. Because Carol and I played in the first round.
Did you get knocked out?
Yeah. And Audrey and Karen's played in the first round.
Did they get knocked out?
Yeah.
Did you only have to play one game sort of thing then?
No, I did.
I know, but on that night, is it only the one game?
No, not necessarily. I don't know, it could be more than that.
How do they work it out then?
It's not like competition.
I know, but how do they, you know, work it all out?
We get put into a hat and then a draw made.
I know, but how long does it continue?
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Know?
What do you mean, how long does it continue?
Well, you know,
I don't know what you mean.
Like, is this just the first round?
No, you play until you get down to the last two pairs, or four pairs.
Oh, right.
I think, and then that's played on a different night. Right. Really matter what I put down. You're going to go back in any case, aren't you?
Look, it's another 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jack. Oh, a rummy. Maybe a 5, 6, 7, 8. 4, 5, 6, 7, 3, 8.
What was that saying that Sylvia Sims came out with?
Which one? The one before she played. It's like doing water, isn't it? The horse.
She was on about old sayings and she said you can lead a horse to water, but is the water now fit for it to drink? Not can you now, you know, but you can't make it drink. It was, is it fit for the horse to drink? Which I thought was quite good.